Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1655, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I am also personally acquainted with Will Newcomb, who is a foreman at the Swift Soap Factory, and he frequently visited Mrs. Maud Bailey while she was living at number 117 Well Street. He would stay there from 7 o'clock to 9, 10, 11, and 12 o'clock at night and drink beer together. I have known Mrs. May Barrett to leave and go to work of a morning before her daughter Maud Bailey would go, and after Mrs. Barrett would go, Will Newcomb would come down there to see Maud Bailey, go in the house and close the door, but I don't know how long he would stay on these occasions. There was a man boarding with me by the name of Hayes, but he didn't stay very long. One night while he was there, somewhere around 8 o'clock or 8:30, Mr. Hayes started to the back part of the house, and he called me to come out there and see something, and I went out there and saw Mrs. Maud Bailey backed up against the railing of the back porch, and Will Newcomb was standing up between her legs, but we did not do anything to interrupt them. Another time at night, along about this time, about 7 or 7:30, I come home and found Mrs. Maud Bailey in my side of the house with nothing but her nightclothes on, and she looked like she was scared to death. And I asked her what the matter was, and she said her mother was drunk and had run her out of the house. But soon after I got there, her mother, Mrs. May Barrett, got quiet, and Maud Bailey went back to her side of the house. I knew the general reputation and character of these women, and I didn't want to live in such close proximity to them, and I moved away from there. The general character of these two women is bad, and I would not believe them on oath. T.F. Wilson, sworn for the state. I am acquainted with the general character of Mrs. Maud Bailey, and that character is bad, and I would not believe her on oath. Harry Baker, sworn for the state. I am personally acquainted with Mrs. May Barrett and her daughter, Mrs. Maud Bailey. Along last summer, during the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank, I personally heard Mrs. May Barrett say that if she would tell all she knew about the case, that both Frank and herself would be lynched. Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Annie Maud Carter, sworn for the state. I was in the Fulton County Jail 6 months. I went there last October, and Jim Conley was in jail.